NISA X-ray observations of Eta Carinae during its most recent periastron passage, by David Espinosa Gallius et al. We report high-precision X-ray monitoring observations in the 0.4 to 10 keV band of the luminous, long-period colliding wind binary Eta Carinae up to and through its most recent X-ray minimum, periastron passage in February 2020. Eta Carinae reached its observed maximum X-ray flux on 7 January 2020, at a flux level of 3.30 times 10 to the minus 10 ergs^1 cm², followed by a rapid plunge to its observed minimum flux, 0.03 times 10 to the minus 10 ergs^1 cm², near 17 February 2020. The NISA observations show an X-ray recovery from minimum of only approximately 16 days, the shortest X-ray minimum observed so far. We provide new constraints of the deep and shallow minimum intervals. Variations in the characteristic X-ray temperature of the hottest observed X-ray emission indicate that the apex of the wind-wind bow shock enters the companion's wind acceleration zone about 81 days before the start of the X-ray minimum. There is a step-like increase in column density just before the X-ray minimum, probably associated with the presence of dense clumps near the shock apex. During recovery and after, the column density shows a smooth decline, which agrees with previous NH measurements made by Swift at the same orbital phase, indicating that changes in mass loss rate are only a few percent over the two cycles. Finally, we use the variations in the X-ray flux of the outer ejector seen by NISA to derive a kinetic X-ray luminosity of the ejector of approximately 10 to the power of 41 ergs^1 near the time of the great eruption. This was NISA X-ray observations of Eta Carinae during its most recent periastron passage, by David Espinosa Gallius et al.